We've been talking this morning about my trip to the laundromat yesterday, which was one of the more interesting trips ever because it resulted in me now having $17 worth of quarters that I need to get rid of. Just go around paying for everything in quarters now. And kind of just a weird situation that I observed where this girl came in and dropped off a bunch of clothes moved them from the washer to the dryer and started drying them, takes off, and then about 10 minutes later, some dude comes up, maybe 30 years old, looking kind of scruffy, opens up her little dryer and proceeds to take out a pair of underwear and kind of just inspecting, you know, with a little finger pinch on either side and stretch it out a little bit. Like he's looking for it. I don't know what he's looking for, but I was just thinking, that's just really odd. You know, that girl was just here and she sent her boyfriend down or something. But then as I've thought more and more about it, no way this guy is her boyfriend. He was out of the age range, and according to her looks, no way she's with that guy.
He,
you know,
kind of like a hobo.
Possibly. Yeah. He didn't look like he hadn't bathed in days or anything like that, but he just looked like a creep, I guess. So now I'm conflicted because I didn't say anything, and now looking back on it, it's like, well, okay, if I say something, then I psychologically damage her, and she throws out all of her clothes. Possibly, if she goes extreme. If I don't tell her, then she goes around unsuspectingly wearing this tainted underwear that this guy kind of touched. So I didn't say anything, because I'm thinking, okay, this guy had it. If you would have really like crumpled it up and really done some gross things with it, yeah, obviously you got to say something. I don't know, 539-9750 or 238-0975. Was I wrong?
Well, I would have told her, but can you imagine? You're talking about psychological effects. Can you imagine what you did to about 30 women that maybe had dropped their clothes off in Manhattan last night?
That's true. Oh, man, was the scruffy guy looking at my underwear?
Yeah, they're all thinking that, man, I did that.
Yeah, I'll give you a time range. It was about, let's see, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in that area, somewhere in there.
I would have told her because you're going to really feel bad if you see her face on a milk jug somewhere.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for making me feel even worse.
You got it.
Appreciate the call, man.
Bye.
At the Sudger Duds. I forgot to throw that a piece of information in there. The Sudger Duds was where this laundry atrocity took place. What do you think?
No, because she might have thought you looked at the laundry.
Oh, so it'd reflect back on. But why would I say that to her? Why would I make something like that up?
I don't know. I don't think I would really say anything, but if you did say something to her, she might have think that you're the creep that looked at the laundry.
Oh, or maybe just making up a pickup line or something?
Yep.
Good point. So, yeah, see, there's so many things to consider here. Okay, question to you. Would you like to know that fact?
Probably, but then I would probably look at you weird, wondering if you were the one that looked at my laundry.
What do you think your reaction would be? Would you throw out that piece of underwear or throw out all your underwear, or what would you do?
Yeah, but I'd make sure not to throw it away at the laundromat.